And back to it here on Out of the Woods. This track just showed up in the email the other day. Got an MP3 here from Douglas Hinton. He's originally from Scotland. He's living in France. It's from his new CD called Start Anew. Here's Feather Duster on Out of the Woods.
Feather duster on the wall. I don't know what to make of you at all. Cause this lady told me that you were a scalping device. And ever since then I've had trouble sleeping at night. Feather duster, look, speak to me. Even though you've no mouth or eyes to see, my world has been turned upside down and I need a hand to understand at this juncture your brand new function. That's the state I'm in because the lady told me that to be a man you had to lose some skin. Mama, please tell that quirky lady to leave us alone and take her scary theories about feather dusters home. Oh my soul. Feather duster, what are you? Everything I was taught seemed so true. I used to believe that you were simply a dusting device. Came that lady with tall tales of torture and vice. Feather duster, please help me. I feel lost, yes, I am all at sea. That quirky lady told me growing up meant so I never want to hear of growing up again. That's the state I'm in because the lady told me that to be a man you had to lose some skin. Mama, please tell that quirky lady to leave us alone and take her scary theories about feather dusters home. Housework for me. Since housework equals trauma, you see. If doing housework means having a feather duster anywhere near me, you see.
Thank you. twilight stealing, can't decipher what you're feeling. The moment flies too fast this year. When you're through deliberating and you're crying for escape, you're wandering alone out there.
Thank you.
began to think this strange long trip had some mysteries to hide. We made it through Arizona, needles where the heat is severe, only to have her disappear on the Santa Monica Pier. Heading out west to the coast, taking a chance, riding on the ghost of Route 66. Riding on the ghost of Route 66. Riding on the ghost of Route 66.
This is Sarah McQuaid, and you're listening to Out of the Woods.
I am constantly amazed by the providential nature of the choices that I didn't think I made. Sometimes it's good to miss the boat. The ship that sails could fail to float. The job that you were after was a trap, and you'll be happy.
From her most recent one, Walking into White, that was The Silver Lining. And yes, if I didn't mention it to everybody, I think I mentioned it during my calendar for my local friends here, but she'll be a guest very soon on the show. She's passing through our area. And if you are in my area here in central New Hampshire, she's going to be at Red and Shorty's in Dover coming up on Friday, if you want to check that out. But she's got some competition in the state as well. Former guest of ours, you heard her last week in a rebroadcast of our live visit from a few years ago. Kate McLeod is going to be at the Sunapee Community Coffee House here in New Hampshire in the town of Sunapee. We're going to play a track from her right now from her CD, Kate McLeod at Ken Sanders Rare Books. It's a live CD. Here's Shadows of Avalon on Out of the Woods.
As the ages had brought the flowers of spring, many lives of the queens had borne the kings, and the names of the gods have been many by the world in sway. For there was a time when one could call a barge and a cry implore the heavens and the stars, and a land of peace hidden by mist would open as a thought would will. And as Avalon took courage to its fate, it could not avoid the impending hate. So as many lives that lived to breathe, as many truths there were to tell. Call a boatman to come while they can. Sweet Avalon has drifted from the lands. Fly the flag of the dragon beside the sign of the cross. For if not, half the world could be lost. There was a sword made of meteor iron in a scabbard of a priestess's desire. So then in the hands of a king, this Excalibur might defend the world. But while the soldiers believed it was their strength that wielded power over the battle's length, it was the Lady of the Lake and her faith that laid the power on the throne. Call the boatmen to come while they can. Sweet Avalon has drifted from the land. Fly the flag of the dragon beside the sign of the cross. For if not, half the world could be lost. And as women were robbed of their esteem, there was not much to do but spin and dream. But how strange, the truth and the will always seek to find a way. And a plot is a plot to see whether from the rich are a subject be, and the times of the bard and the sworn are always sure to be in play. And if we once would not betray, one might someday see no other way to what becomes of a heart that is vengeance or in desperation wills. And call the boatmen to come while they can. Sweet Avalon has drifted from the lands. Fly the flag of the dragon beside the sign of the cross. For if not, half the world could be lost. And if one dares embrace their faith, the world their beliefs could shape. For indeed, the thoughts that we speak make the shadows of what's to come. And who's to hold their regalia now? The sword and cup meant for a holy vow. And who will keep now the balance of the men and women free? While due west of the Isle of Peace, the mists of Avalon o'er the land decrease. So saddened by a double cross, drowned out by the Glastonbury bells.
Down upon his knee, he said, "Son, you go to school and learn your letters. But don't you be no dusty miner like me." I used to think my daddy was a black man with script enough to buy the company store. Now he goes downtown with empty pockets, and his face is white as the February snow. I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler,
coal cars roared and rumbled past my door. Now you're standing in a rusty row, all empty. She don't stop here anymore. Last night I dreamed I went down to the coal yard to draw my pay like I always done before. But them old kudzu vines had covered up the windows, and the leaves and grass were growing through the floor. I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler. The coal cars roared and rumbled past my door. Now you're standing in a rusty row, all empty. Don't stop here anymore. Thank you.
looking round, thinking how you let me down. And deep in my heart I hear the sound of the song that carried you away. We would come here years ago and the stars would shine, the wind would blow, look in your eyes. Now I know that you would carry me away. The other day in the marketplace, heard your voice and I saw your face, and you were gone without a trace. Sure did carry me.
Savage Hearts for you here on Out of the Woods. Brand new CD is called Playing It Forward. That'd be Annie Savage, yeah, along with some friends such as Kit Simon, Bianca Bentz, and Kevin Slick. They make up the core of the group, and they have some special guests on the disc as well. Folks like Becky Buhler, Jeff Scroggins, Greg Blake, and Eli, my glasses, Eli Hackinson, Ellie Hackinson, sorry, Ellie. But yeah, it's good stuff, the Savage Hearts. And we heard High Road from that one, which was written by Tim O'Brien. Yeah, I thought I heard, knew it from somewhere, but yeah, there you go. The Early Mays in there, a new single just sent to me. Their take on the old Man of Constant Sorrow called Girl of Constant Sorrow. We had Robin and Linda Williams in there with John Jennings from the big collection that came out a few years ago in honor of Gene Ritchie called Dear Gene, and the L&N Don't Stop Here Anymore, and at the top of the set, Kate McLeod and Shadows of Avalon from Kate McLeod at Ken Sanders Rare Books. Yeah. All right. Well, I gotta get my act together, so we're going to play a quick promo here and get your station identification in. We'll be right back after this.